Yesterday when we were talking, you said a word that I'm not familiar with, and I should have asked you for a definition at the time, but I'm going to get you to do it now. You said something, you were indicating the location of a house, I believe, and you said it was near a mott of trees. What does that mean?
Oh, a mott is a grove, it indicates a large grove of trees. I mean, like an acreage of trees. Mm-hmm. But a mott is simply a cluster.
Okay.
Well, like, and these are naqua trees. They're real green, dark green, sticky leaf, and they're everlasting. They don't freeze, and they're always green, and they have a very fragrant little blossom.
Uh-huh.
They're really a beautiful tree, mm-hmm. but they're just kind of like the ebony. They go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine the years they've been out there, and they're still just like they always were.
Are there a lot of naqua trees around here?
Or? Yes, but I'm sorry to say, when Corpus began to grow and expand, so they cut so many of the naqua trees and the mesquite trees. They just didn't realize they were pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're precious. We're trying to plant them again. They even planted mesquite trees down on the bayfront, which is absolutely against everything. With the wind, they can't stand wind,
mm-hmm.
and they have to have quietude. You know, to look at one, it indicates that they're quiet, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They've had about 3 leaves on them in the last 2 years. But they've been.
Well, let me ask you again about some of the different kinds of streets and roads and things of that sort around. Out in the country, what do you call the roads that go off of the main highway out to the farms on perhaps not even a paved road?
Well, they're referred to as auxiliary roads, or like one that comes off of an expressway.
That? Uh-huh, that too.
Well, let me see. You use one every time you get up on the expressway.
We'll come back to that later.
I can't. You know, I thought of one word that you asked me yesterday, and it was so silly when I couldn't think of it again. Now it's gone from me again. It'll come back.
Okay. Let's see now. You are the roads out on a farm that are just dirt. What name would you have for them?
Just plain dirt road.
Dirt road, okay. And what kinds of materials would be used in the construction of some of these?
Well, if they're as an adjacent caliche pit, when you don't have to haul it too far, I think they use caliche
mm-hmm.
and gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And
any other?
Asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they go so far as to pave one, but they use a heavy topping of tar or asphalt.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the places out along the side of the street that are there for pedestrians to walk along? What are those called?
Sidewalks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And does that indicate concrete
yeah.
block?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if
or if it's not, it's a pathway.
All right. That would be just
a path.
Just wood. I mean, just
natural.
Ground.
Yeah.
Okay. If two boys were walking across a field and one of them saw a crow in the field, he'd reach down and pick up a blank to chase the crow off.
And he's walking through a field.
Mm-hmm.
He'd pick up a clod, I assume. You wouldn't find a rock out in a field.
All right. And then when he got to the farm, he'd say, I picked up a blank and I blank it at the crow.
I picked up a clod and threw it at the crow.
Okay. If someone came to visit your husband and you met the person in the yard, you might say, he's the house.
He's in the house.
All right. And if they were looking for your mother, you'd say, oh, she's the kitchen making some cookies.
Oh, she's back in the kitchen.
All right.